Mathematicians struggle even today to learn about the average distance between the endpoints of a self-avoiding walk. French physicist Pierre-Gilles de Gennes found answers by transforming the problem into a question about something called the n-vector model, when the n is zero. But since this implies vectors with zero dimensions, mathematicians reject this approach as non-rigorous. Here we find that zero, waking up next to its cherished n-vector model after a night of illicit osculation.
I am just a zero, I am hardly worth a mention. I null your vector model figure, discarding your dimension. And every night I'm here with you, I fear the break of day. When day breaks our veneer of proof, and we must go away. Here, by your side, till Alba warns the clock. Fears why I hide in a self-avoiding walk.
Your tick is up, it's time for peer review. You think your secret union hasn't entered something new. You thought you would both find a proof, but is it your confusing? This or the almost kind of truth the physicists are using. That's not rigorous, says Alba's voice in shock. All but meaningless to the self-avoiding walk.
If you say that our results don't matter, then go straight to find a better path. For as long as you result our data, is it wrong to say you're really math? Hey there, rigorous, at Alba poised in shock. You are just like us, in a self-avoiding walk.